I'm afraid I went into my archives for that recording because it's by, well, a group that were really very popular in the early days of the folk boom here in Ireland, the Johnstones. Now, it always amuses me about that track. It tells the story of the travelling people, the travellers who travel around from one part of Ireland to another. We get them in every country. And how the ways of the travelling people are changing. But what always amused me about that particular track, and every time I hear it, I find myself going, oh, I don't think they tuned up the 12-string guitars very well, did they? And I remember hearing that years ago, and I remember making the same remark at the time. Nevertheless, the Johnstones and the Travelling People. On the programme at the beginning, I told you we were having some new voices on the programme. Here's yet another one, Andy M. Stewart. He's telling us all about the humours of whiskey. Well, it's not so much whiskey. It's poteen. Poteen is the sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? The illicit whiskey that they made, and I believe still do in some parts of Ireland. Maybe they still do. But they made this poteen, which was a sort of a moonshine. That's the word I was looking for. And this guy, Andy Stewart, is telling us, and you have to listen very carefully to the words. Some of them are not easy to grasp. But Andy Stewart telling us all about poteen or the humours of whiskey.
Let your coax and newspapers be cutting their capers and curing the vapors, the scratch and the gout, with their medical potions, their pills and their lotions, upholding their notions, their mighty Buddha. Who can tell the true physic of all things pathetic and pitch to the devil cramp, colic and spleen? Oh, you'll find them, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a jug of poutine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what botheration, no bolt of the nation can bring consolation like poutine, my boys. No liquid cosmetic to lovers athletic or ladies pathetic can bring such a bloom as the sweet with the powers to the garden of flowers never brought its own bower such a darling perfume. And this liquid so rare, if you're willing to share, to be taking your hair when it's grizzled and dead. Oh, the sword has the merit to yield the true spirit so strong it'll shake all the hairs from your head. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, since it's perfection, no doctor's direction can cleanse the complexion like poaching, my boys. As a child in my cradle, the nurse from her ladle was swilling her mouth with a notion of pet. When a drop from her bottle fell into my throttle, I capered and scrambled right out of her lap. On the floor I lay crawling and screaming and bawling till father and mother soon came to the fore. Conceived I lay dying, all wailing and sighing, they found I was only a-crying for more. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, how I chuckle at babes in their truckle could only be suckled on poaching, my boys. Through youthful digressions and times of depression, my childhood impression still clung to my mind. In school and in college, the basis of knowledge I never could gulp till with whiskey combined. Now as older I'm growing, time's ever bestowing on Erin's potation a flavour so fine. And however they may lecture on Jove and his nectar, itself is the only true liquid divine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, it's the right thing for courting and fighting, there's nought so exciting as poaching, my boy. Come guess me this riddle, what beats pipes and fiddle, what's hotter than mustard and wilder than cream, what best wets your whistle, what's clearer than crystal, smoother than honey and stronger than steam, what'll make the dumb talk, what'll make the lame walk, the elixir of life and philosopher's stone. And what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel was not poaching the boys from Maldenishawn. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord knows I wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of poaching, my boys. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, I wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of poaching, my boys. Da 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 da
again, I should have told you before I played that, that they call a nickname for Pochino whiskey is the Crater. So just in case you were puzzled a wee bit there. Now, we move on because I'm quite excited. From day one on Sounds Irish, it may not have been day one, it may have been week two even, that I first played a version of this next song. It's by Brendan Graham. It never fails to move me. And regular listeners will know once I start telling you that in 1892, they were allowing people into Ellis Island, which became known as the Isle of Hope, because people had to pass through Ellis Island before they were allowed into America. When I say people, immigrants. And there were, well, a million or so of Irish people eventually went through from 1892 to about 1930 something. But everybody had to go through the Ellis Island check as they got off the boat. They were checked in. And if you had something wrong or if you didn't come up to the standard that was required, you were just put back on the boat and sent back home again. Now, the first person to go through this checkpoint at Ellis Island was a young Irish girl who was only 15. Her name was Annie Moore. There's something else I found out about this only today, that actually Annie Moore and her two younger brothers were with her. They weren't at least supposed to go through first. There was an Austrian gentleman in front of them at the head of the queue. But when he saw the three youngsters, he stepped on one side and let them be the first to go through. And this Isle of Hope, as it was called, also mixes up with Isle of Tears, which was the land that they left behind them. And as I say to you, it never fails to move me, this song. When I think of a 15-year-old girl, probably frightened out of her wits. And it means more to me because I've got a 15-year-old granddaughter and I can imagine her all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to get to Ellis Island, terrified, wondering what's ahead of her, probably going to some job in America or some position somewhere. And this tells the story. But why I'm so pleased about this particular recording is because I've discovered it by Dolores Keane and Sean Keane, and they make a wonderful sound of Isle of Hope and Isle of Tears. And listen to the story.
On the first day of January 1892, they opened Ellis Island and they let the people through. And the first to cross the threshold of that Isle of Hope and Tears was Annie Moore from Ireland, who was all of 15 years. Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That isle of hunger, isle of pain, isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
In her little bag she carried all her past and history, and her dreams for the future in the land of liberty. And courage is the passport when your old world disappears, 'cause there's no future in the past when you're only 15 years.
Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears, Isle of Freedom, Isle of Fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of Hunger, Isle of Pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of Home is always on your mind.
when they closed down Ellis Island in 1943. 17 million people had come there for sanctuary. And in springtime when I came here and I stepped onto its piers, I thought of how it must have been when you're only 15 years. Isle of hope, Isle of tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears. But it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again. But the Isle of home is always on your mind. Isle of hope, tears, Isle of freedom, Isle of fears, but it's not the isle you left behind. That Isle of hunger, Isle of pain, Isle you'll never see again, but the Isle of home is always on your
Well, friends, I've played many versions of that since the very first Sounds Are Irish programme way back in the day, but I think that must be my favourite version. Dolores Keane and Sean Keane, Isle of Hope, Isle of Tears. Now, one of the most popular of all Irish artists over the last 30 years anyway has been Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel O'Donnell now is known around the world, not only in our little island of Ireland, but he has appeared in, well, I think almost every country in the world. And wherever Daniel, who hails from Donegal, by the way, wherever Daniel appears, you can guarantee there will be a packed venue. And believe it or not, it's not only Irish people that are Daniel O'Donnell fans. No, he has a relaxed way of singing and he appeals to people in all countries of the world, not necessarily Irish people. Here, though, he's telling us to sing an old Irish song. Daniel?
Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I love you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I love you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more sharing, caring, more loving, more giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged. Since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true. And I love you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home. Where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true. And I love you. And that old Irish song, calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Sing me an old Irish song, says Daniel. Now, we're going to County Down. County Down actually isn't in the Republic of Ireland. It's in Northern Ireland, in Ulster. Comes under the jurisdiction of the UK. But nevertheless, it's a beautiful county. Has some wonderful scene. And here we have Hugo Duncan singing. The last time I played this song, it got a great response. So I'm playing it again. It's Hugo Duncan and the dear little town in the old County Down.
Sure, if I had the wings of a swallow, I would travel far over the sea. Then a rocky old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven to me. When the sun goes to rest way down in the west, then I'd build such a nest in the place I love best. In that dear little town, in the old County Down, it won't linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, sure it's my fairy land. Just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems. But I care not for fate, are we not? Like the black sheep of old, I return to the fold. Little time in the old County Down. In the evening when shadows are falling from the old door without any key, there's a voice in my dreams ever calling. There are eyes ever watching for me. There is someone I've with a true tenderness, and her lips I'll caress when I bring happiness. In that dear little time, in the old country town, it will linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, sure it's my fairyland. Just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems. And I care not for fate. Are we not like the black sheep of old? I'll return to the fold. Little time in the old county town. Little time in the old county town.
Earlier on, I played Daniel O'Donnell singing Sing Me an Old Irish Song. Well, now we have Daniel's sister, Margot, and she's singing a song that, well, I don't really think is an Irish song, but nevertheless, it's one of those songs that will be sung at many, many parties around Christmas time. Doesn't have to be Christmas time, of course, for Irish people to have a party, does it? But here's Margot, and I'm sure you'll recognise this, though you may not know the verse.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. With the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, should they steal your heart away? There's a tear in your eye, and I'm wondering why, for it never should be there at all. With such power in your smile, sure a stone you'd beguile, so there's never a teardrop should fall. When your sweet lilting laughter's like some fairy tale, and your eyes twinkle bright as can be, you should laugh all the while, and other times smile, so now smile and smile for me. When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like the morning spring. With a lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, should they steal your heart away? When Irish eyes are smiling, sure it's like a morning spring. With the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. But when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they'd steal your heart away.
Well, of course, you recognised When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. And that was Margot, who's Daniel O'Donnell's sister, and her version of that. And I wonder, as I said earlier, if you recognise the verse. Not many people do know the verse. That's an old song. And so is this. This is an old song. And I also wonder, and maybe one of my listeners or 12 of my listeners might inform me on this, whether this particular song is an Irish song. The song is entitled Maggie, and the first time I ever heard of it was on a scratchy old 78, I think, by John McCormack or Father Sidney McEwan, one of those many years ago when we had a wind-up gramophone in our house. Oh, yes, we had one of them as well. what do you mean you don't remember them? This is Foster and Allen, a duo that I'm very fond of, and I love their material, and they're giving their interpretation of the song Maggie. And now that I think of it, my sister Margaret, when we were growing up as youngsters in Dublin, she was always known as Maggie. But when the family emigrated to Liverpool, I was about 6 and she would have been about 11 or 12, she changed it and she said, I'm no longer Maggie, I'm Margaret.
I wander today to the hills, Maggie, to watch the scene below. The creek and the creaking old mill, Maggie, as we used to long, long ago. The green grove is gone from the hills, Maggie, where first the daisies sprung. The creaking old mill is still Maggie since you and I were young. Oh, they say that I'm feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are much slower than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, and time all alone was the pen. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as day did a song that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. They say we have outlived our time, Maggie, as day did a song that we've sung. But to me, you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young, when you and I were young.
I've said it with many other artists on Sounds Irish, but I don't think Foster and Allen ever made a bad track. Wonderful recording there of their interpretation of the song Maggie. Now, we've been mentioning, as the programme's been progressing, about various popular songs that have been immediately recognised or are mistakenly quite often recognised as Irish songs. But this one, I'm sure, whenever Irish people get together for a hooly, and there's that word again, this song will be sung possibly towards the end of the evening. I'm not going to give you a vocal version of it. I want to play for you now what everybody calls Danny Boy, that started life as the London Derriere. But regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard prefers this song played as an instrumental. Also, given the fact that Joe Bollard recorded it himself, singing it. But even so, that doesn't make any difference. I think this is so beautifully played. The best instrumental version of this track there is. It's Sir James Galway and the orchestra and Danny Boy.